Vishakha, Radha, listen. The sages told that every gopi who personally sells them fresh butter for the yagya will find her every wish fulfilled.
Who is performing the yagya?
Maharaj Vasudev.
Why did he leave Mathura to perform his yagya in the forest? With wretched Kamsa alive, how can that yagya be done in Mathura?
Lalita, what did smiling Purnamasi say as we left today?
She said, today you will see something wonderful.
Friends, sound the bugle and declare my authority to collect the toll at this cart.
Let's walk casually along as if we haven't seen them.
Let's walk slowly. This path has so many stones.
Not showing the slightest respect to us, these girls walk by playfully. Go, Subala, quickly bring them back.
Hey, arrogant girls, eager to sell butter without any respect to the toll collector. You walk along as you like. Come back.
Why should we come back?
You must offer respect to the great king of toll collectors and pay tax.
Never before have I seen a toll station by Govardhan Hill.
And never have we heard about a king of toll collectors.
Even if he's a king, what is that to do with us?
Oh girls, please tell me whether you wish to pay the toll or be my guest in a cave.
Dear friends, each of them have so much of butter, so they must pay 500 gold coins as tax.
Yes, yes, the girls should place this payment.
If the toll for 3 pots is 500 gold coins, then what is the price of the butter itself?
If the butter was not priceless, why should the sages performing yagya offer many jewels in exchange?
Krishna, if these girls find it difficult to pay tax, then think of another way to make it easier for them.
Friend, I have an excellent idea. One of these girls must be accepted as a toll payment.
Maybe I will keep Radha.
Vishakha, Lalita, protect me.
Oh thief toll collector, we will not give you a single coin.
Oh Subala, do you not carry a letter from the king?
Here is the letter, placing you in charge of the toll station.
We would like to hear the letter.
Some ferocious, arrogant girls will cleverly avoid paying the proper tolls. You must be careful to catch them. Pay 500 coins.
I don't see that you have any money just. Where will the money go?
Vishakha, I'm a very expert accountant. Give me a bribe and I will arrange for small toll.
Radha should be given to pay the toll.
Without carrying big sticks, we should never talk to these gopas.
First, you refuse to pay the toll and then you insult us.
We have rested enough. Our fatigue is over. Let us pick up our butter pearls and go.
These heavy pots must be a great trouble for you to carry. I'll carry them for you.
Okay. If no toll, at least let me meet Radha once.
My friend Radha is the queen of chaste girls. How can any male think of meeting her?
Lalita, ask Radha. She has heard from Dirvasa Muni that my friend is the most staunch of brahmacharis.
Lalita, my friend Madhu Mangal is the son of great sage. And my dear friend Krishna is fixed in vow of celibacy.
Brahmachari!
Purnamasi has declared that our Radha is the queen of Vrindavan, Vrindavaneshwari. She gives the command, pay the toll for walking in the forest.
She She is the queen of one forest. I'm the king of 12 forests.
You are crooked in three ways. That is why you are the king of crooked.